Kelly Clarkson, 102.3 Clear FM. It's already gone.
We're minus 9 here this morning, but things are really going to warm up when that sunshine hits. Highs around plus 10 for the next couple of days.
Minus what now?
Minus 9.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. 7:13, finally Friday. Jay and Billy Joe. And this is pretty cool. For the past few years, he's played Miley Cyrus's older brother, Jackson, in Hannah, Montana, always offering his words of wisdom.
You come to me now in your time of need and beg for help. But when have you ever extended your hand in friendship? When have you ever given me the respect of calling me God brother?
You made me wait 20 minutes so you could go put on some stupid costume and do a bad imitation.
You hear that, Fluffy? More disrespect.
Fine. I need your plotting, scheming, twisted mind.
I like that. From Hannah, Montana, he does a pretty good Godfather impression, too. Mm-hmm. Jason Earls on the Clear Line. How's it going, Jason?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're fantastic. We're excited about tomorrow night's Moose game.
Yeah, me too. I don't think there's any greater sporting event out there than live hockey.
I can't agree with you more.
Jason, do you know what you're going to be doing at the game tomorrow night?
I'm pretty sure that 7:30 or so, I'll be on the upper concourse, and I'll just be signing autographs until people get sick of me.
Oh, wait a second. I just got this in.
What?
Jason, it says you'll be singing the Canadian National Anthem.
There is a reason that I'm the only one on Hannah, Montana that doesn't have a record deal, so I'm not sure if...
That's funny.
Well, listen, yeah, we know you from Hannah, Montana. You play Jackson Stewart, of course.
Yeah.
You've also been in a couple of my favorite shows, too, by the way.
You know what? Jay's favorite show, The Shield.
Yeah.
Yes, that was the very first job I ever booked, actually.
You're kidding.
No, that was nervous as you wouldn't believe for that, and I ended up playing a little skinhead kid, and they shaved my head for it, and it was like a big interrogation scene with Michael Chiklis, and he beat me up, and it was tons of fun, but really intimidating.
That was basically the premise of the show. It's Michael Chiklis beating up people.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
basically
like
what
if
it is.
If you see a scene with you and him in the interrogation room, you know you're in for it.
Oh, yeah. Another episode of Boston Legal, which is another one of the greatest shows ever.
Yeah, quirky, funny, serious.
Is Boston Legal the one with Puffy William Shatner?
Yeah, William Shatner.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, with the rotund William Shatner, that is
the
correct.
The rotund.
Also National Treasure with Nick Cage?
Yeah, that was the first movie that I did, and that was a little intimidating because I sat down at the table read, and suddenly there was Nicolas Cage and Jerry Bruckheimer and all
cool.
of these people, and I'm like, oh my goodness! Thankfully, it was a small part; it was not anything like too much pressure, but it was fun. It was a good time.
It hasn't called you asking for a loan, Nick Cage.
Some poor financial planning there, I think.
I have a few questions for you. Now, I know you play the older brother of Miley Cyrus, Jackson Stewart, in Hannah Montana. So, in real life, do you kind of sort of act like her big brother?
Yeah, I mean, I think we, early on, it was like sort of the, maybe the more annoying side of that. Like, I picked on her really bad, and she didn't listen to anything that I said,
right.
and we sort of, like, harassed each other a lot. But that was, like, the first year when she was 13, and I think she was just starting to figure it out.
Yeah.
The last, like, 2 years, and I'm not even just, like, saying this, she's really turned into one of my best friends. We text each other at the most inappropriate times about the most inappropriate things, and we're always sort of giving each other unsolicited advice about, you know, whatever's going on in our lives. And she really is like one of the coolest people that I've, you know, that anybody could get a chance to hang around. So I'm sort of excited that I'm one of the few people to get to do that.
Well, you can't follow her on Twitter anymore.
No, I know. You know what's really funny about that is I always laugh at the fact that Billy Ray, who loves Twitter, was trying to get her to come back onto Twitter by Twittering.
Yeah.
He, like, put a tweet out there like, come on, darling, come on back. And it's like, dude, walk down the hall, knock on her bedroom door, and just...
Talk
to her.
Tweeting.
Just ask her. Don't tweet it.
That's funny.
That's kind of the world we live in now.
Yeah.
tweet everybody.
Uh-huh.
Well, Jason, stick around. Jason Earls is on the Clear Line. I want to talk Dancing with the Stars, watching Billy Ray, watching the train wreck as it unfolded live on national television. And this Moose game that you're at tomorrow night, it is absolutely sold out.
Yeah, VIP Clear Club members, we've got a bonus code word for you. You could be there. Jason.
Well, since it's Jason on the Clear Line, Jason is the bonus code at 102clearfm.com. More from Jason Earls on the way with Jay and Billy Joe. It's 7:17.
Ho, ho.